Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Mem Hey Erevin 45, and today's Daf Yomi, we look at the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Hey Amud Aleph, on the bottom of 45a, and our Mishnah states, Mishnah is discussing a person who makes his shviso, who makes his dwelling place outside of the city within 2,000 amos of the city, but he doesn't know that he's near the city. So says our Mishnah, Mishi Yashav Baderach, that somebody who is pausing on the road, basically they're stopping on Erev Shabbos on Friday afternoon near the sunset, but they don't realize that they're close to the city and they're actually inside the tchum of the city. But since they don't realize that they're inside the 2,000 amos of the city, they therefore don't have the intent to acquire their shvisa in that place. They don't intend to be dwelling within that city. And so therefore, va'amar, and so therefore after Shabbos starts, they get up, v'ra'ah, Hare hu samachair, and behold, he sees that he's near the city. He realizes he's within the 2,000 amos of the city. And ho v'lo haisa kava naso lekach, since that wasn't his intent from the beginning to acquire the shvisa in the city, to acquire the dwelling place within the city, lo yikanes. Ironically, he cannot enter into the city, meaning to say he doesn't have the same status as the rest of the people of the city, who are allowed to walk throughout the entire city and then 2,000 amos, an additional 2,000 amos outside the city. But rather, this person has only acquired the shvisa, he's only acquired the dwelling place from the place where he is. And so he could walk 2,000 amos in every direction. And if his 2,000 amos ends in the middle of the city, he can't walk more than that because he doesn't have the status of a city dweller. That was the position of Rebbe Meir. However, Rebbe Yehuda says, Rebbe Yehuda says he actually is allowed to go into the city, and it's as though he dwelt in the city. Since the reason is because if he would have known that the city was so close, he would not have acquired his own shvisa in his own place, but he rather would have obviously tried to be like the people of the city and have the entire city to walk in. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says yikanes, he can actually go in and travel throughout the whole city. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Tarfon Yehuda says there was an incident that happened with Rabbi Tarfon who made his shvisa near the city, and he didn't know that he was close to the city, and nevertheless, he didn't realize he was near the city. Nevertheless, even though he didn't intend to acquire the shvisa within the city, he only intended to acquire the shvisa in his place outside the city. The next day when he found out, he was able to enter into it, the whole city. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda brings a proof for his actions, for his position, that even though you don't realize the city's there, you've acquired the city from the story of Rabbi Tarfon. Now the Gemara tells us actually this story. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So the Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda elaborates, Maisa Rabbi Tarfon, Shayim Mahalach Baderach. One time Rabbi Tarfon was going along on this journey, V'choshcharo, and it was Friday afternoon, and he just pitched his camp right there, V'lon Chutz La'ir, and he started dwelling outside of the city, because he didn't realize that he was inside the tchum of the city. L'shacharis, in the morning, he woke up, Mitza'u Roi Bakar. All of a sudden, the shepherds found him, and they said, Amar lo Rabbi. What a scene. These shepherds are walking along and they see him and they say, Rebbe, Hare Ha'ir Lefanecha, you have the whole city before you. Ikanes, you're within 2,000 amos of the city. You got the whole city. Nechnas v'yashav v'beis ha-medrash v'darash kol yom kulaho. Rabbi Tarfon comes into the city. He goes straight to the beis medrash, goes straight to study Torah, and he expounds the whole day. So this seems to be a proof for Rabbi Yehuda that if you could enter, even though you don't realize you're near the city, when you acquire the shvisa for Shabbos, you're allowed to go into the whole city. So Amru Lo, the Chachamim, Tanakam, or Rabbi Meir, whoever it is, responds to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, you want to bring a proof to me from there? That, you can't bring a proof to me, because I'll tell you why. Shema Belibo Haisa. Maybe Rabbi Tarfon actually realized that he was near the city, and he knew he was within near the city. He knew that he was within 2,000 amos. That's how Rashi understands this point. So the Sfas Sema says this is difficult because the Braisa seems to imply that he had no idea that he was near the city. So therefore, the Sfas Sema says that really what it means is that even if a person doesn't know for certain that he's near the city, but he has the intent that if he would be, he would have acquired it, and so therefore it works. That's what it means. Maybe he made a stipulation that he was near enough. Or furthermore, or perhaps, oh, base medrash muvah betoch tchumo haya. Or maybe the base medrash of the city was really absorbed within his tchum, meaning to say he was standing within 2,000 amos of the base medrash. And therefore, Rabbi Tarfon had the insight that he would actually stand there, even though if he didn't intend to be within the whole city, he was within 2,000 amos of the base medrash. But the Tiferet Shlomo asks, he says, why do we have to say that Rabbi Tarfon went in there and was Dorish the entire day in the Beis Medrash? And because he was now dwelling outside the city, he went in. Even if he didn't go to the Beis Medrash, he could be studying Torah all day. So why does it have to say specifically he went in there to study Torah all day? So the Tiferet Shlomo connects this to the powerful idea. He says, know that when he saw that he was sleeping outside the city without realizing he was close to the city, he then understood that this whole thing was not by chance. He said Shemayim, from heaven, they decided it was necessary for him to stay outside the city. Why? Because sometimes we have to stay outside a city to receive the sparks and then bring them into the city. We have to bring the spiritual energy from outside. That's why for Kabbalah Shabbos, for Friday night, we go outside into the field to receive the energy and then bring it back into the city. And that's the drasha here of the Tiferet Shlomo. Rabbi Tarfon needed to be outside of the city and bring that energy into the city on Shabbos, to bring the people who are cast away and bring them in with him into the city itself on Shabbos.